This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An American woman vacationing in Malta who was denied a life-saving abortion while miscarrying was able to get care in Spain the same day Roe v. Wade was overturned in the U.S. Andrea Prudent, 38, and Jay Wildrier, 45, planned to leave their baby moon in Malta with a slew of pictures and cherished memories. Instead, they left on an emergency flight to Spain. Malta has one of the strictest anti-abortion laws in the world, something the couple didn't know before booking their vacation. Prudent said, "A doctor overseeing my care in Malta told me my baby was going to die. He said I was at the risk of infection and hemorrhage, but because of the abortion laws in Malta, he couldn't do anything for me." After a perfectly healthy pregnancy, Prudent woke up in a pool of blood at 16 weeks gestation. Doctors told Prudent she was miscarrying. Her placenta had partially detached, and she was leaking amniotic fluid. Malta is one of only a few countries in the European Union to ban abortion. Because doctors could still detect a fetal heartbeat, it was illegal to end Prudent's non-viable pregnancy. Prudent said, "I was in the bathroom and overheard the doctor tell Jay that if I were his patient and he were in London, where he also practices, he would have seen what he saw on the ultrasound and immediately given me medication to start the process of terminating the pregnancy," Prudent explained. "But this is Malta." Dr. Isabel Stabile, a gynecologist and Doctors for Choice member practicing in Malta, reviewed Prudent's medical notes and confirmed that her water did break and there was next to no amniotic fluid left. There's no way the baby could have survived. Prudent and her partner decided the safest option was to fly to neighboring Spain, where she could obtain an abortion to safely help her body evacuate the pregnancy. Prudent left the hospital in Malta in an ambulance that drove straight to the airport. There was a significant danger that she'd bleed out during the two-hour flight. The couple and the accompanying medical team safely landed in Mallorca, Spain, where Prudent was immediately transported to a nearby hospital, where she says she was welcomed with open arms. Prudent and her partner were then presented with two options: take a pill to stop the fetal heartbeat, then additional oral medication to induce labor and help her body deliver her daughter's remains, or the doctors could perform a dilation and curettage, DNC surgery. Both options are forms of abortion care. Prudent went with the first option. "They gave me that first pill that night, which was heartbreaking and hard to emotionally take," she said. "Later, they started the tablets and I labored for 8 hours, delivering early Saturday morning." Prudent said she didn't feel like the care she received was taboo or something to be ashamed of. Instead, she said, the medical staff treated her with compassion. She decided to see and hold her daughter after giving birth. A 16-week fetus is about the size of an avocado. It wasn't until days later that Prudent realized she had her abortion on the day the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, denying women the right to an abortion like Prudent had. Prudent and Wildrier live in Washington, a state that protects access to abortion care. As the couple continues to rest in Mallorca before flying home, Prudent and her partner say they keep thinking about how laws like Malta's impact not just the people who seek abortion services, but people who want to be pregnant and experience pregnancy complications. "I think some anti-abortion people maybe have never considered instances like this," Prudent said. Like, sometimes your ideology crashes into a wall of reality. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.